Ken Metz Memorials. Here's our last batch of Ken Metz Memorials. Sugar Lopez. Hello, CCB friends. This is dedicated to my dearest friend and his giving spirit that will never stop. My friend, A, accepts you as you are. B, believes in you. C, calls you just to say hi. D, doesn't give up on you. E, envisions the whole of you, even the unfinished parts. F, forgives your mistakes. G, gives unconditionally. H, helps you. I, invites you over. J, just be with you. K, keeps you close at heart. L, loves you for who you are. M, makes a difference in your life. N, never judges. O, offers support. P, picks you up. Q, quiets your fears. R, raises your spirits. S, says nice things about you. T, tells the truth when you need to hear it. U, understands you. V, values you when no one else does. W, walks beside you. X, explains things you don't understand. Y, yells and scolds when you won't listen in a special way. And Z, zaps you back to reality. Ken Metz, rest in peace, forever in our hearts. May your light shine down from heaven. Maylee George. Ken Metz was a friend, a mentor, and someone I could depend on for answers to my questions about CCB, guide dogs, travel, diabetes, technology, employment, or just for a kind word, a laugh, or for an empathetic ear. Prior to joining CCB, I'd heard Ken's name and recognized him as a key player in the community. I first met Ken via telephone when I called him to learn more about the California State Guide Dog Board, and somehow feel as though the successful closure of that board was a journey we took together. Since that time, I had the honor of learning from and serving with Ken on several committees. Ken possessed the rare ability to recognize the goodness in everyone. His passions were many, and my heart swells when I reflect upon how our friendship grew deep. When I reflect upon how our friendship grew deeper and stronger over time. Ken, I will miss your sense of humor, your insight, your infectious laugh, and your wonderful warm hugs. Rest in peace, my dear, dear friend. Ed and Christy Crespin. I don't remember CCB without Ken. I may have known him from the Foundation for the Junior Blind. I was his vocational rehabilitation counselor. He became a vocational rehabilitation counselor, and I remember sharing and consulting with him. He became a director at the Davidson Program for Independence at the Foundation for the Junior Blind of America, now Wayfinders. He came with his guide dog and visited us at Guide Dogs of America when I was in class. He had received a dog from Guide Dogs for the Blind and wanted to show us the new and different offset harness. We worked on projects together, the latest being the Southern California Canes Across California, which Ken spearheaded and was very successful. We talked about problems with Kaiser Permanente and Weight Watchers. We used our Amazon Echo to talk with each other, and that was really fun. Finally, I had the great honor of nominating Ken for second vice president at the CCB Conference and Convention in March 2018. Ken, Pam, Ed, and I spent a lot of time together during that convention, and I was honored to speak on his behalf and proud of him for getting elected. I knew CCB would be in good hands with him in office. Ken wanted to start a California Diabetics in Action chapter, and having been recently diagnosed with prediabetes, I told him I'd be right there helping out. Ken has been a positive influence in the blindness community nationwide, and his loving and giving heart was larger than life. That is why our love for him and memories of him will live on in the blindness movement and beyond. Ken, may your soul rest in the loving arms of God's grace, mercy, and peace. Robert Acosta, I have lost my best friend, but his memory will live forever. On May 9th, my dear friend Ken Metz was called to heaven. He fought a vigorous battle to live, but the odds were against him. I met Ken in the late 60s at a convention and found him to be an enthusiastic, hardworking person on behalf of blind persons. In 1985, we received our guide dogs together at Guide Dogs of America and truly became best friends. Over the years, Ken became a great advocate for the blind. He was always ready to help. When I urged him to slow down, he would state that a particular problem must be solved and there was work to do. On January 27th of this year, he put together a Southern California meeting, and our guest was our state president. Ken and the presidents in the area put together an outstanding program. Ken, my dear friend, you will be missed, but the memories of your great achievements and friendship will live forever. I conclude by offering our love and prayers to his wife, Pam, who was so courageous throughout those hard times. Sarah Harris. Ken Metz was and always will be a CCB rock star. At our last convention, I had the pleasure of running against Ken for the position of second vice president. No surprise, Ken won. The next morning, I ran into Ken and Pam before the board meeting and had a great conversation with both of them. Ken told me that he looked forward to working with me on the board and that he wanted to mentor me. I am saddened that I will not have the opportunity to be one of the many that have had the mentorship of Ken. Ken, I want you to know that I will try to channel you from the other side as I continue on my own CCB journey. Joel Isaacs. I met Ken Metz as a first-timer at the 2006 CCB convention in Los Angeles. I knew the banquet guest speaker, and he got me in touch with Ken to help get a ticket for the event. I was very new to blindness, and the whole convention was a discovery. I met Ken and Pam at their hotel room and was introduced to their crazy guide dogs. This was probably the second time I'd been near a guide dog and was surprised to learn that guide dogs have personalities. Pam and Ken were so gracious and invited me to sit with them at their table, which Ken kept entertained by telling jokes and leading the table in singing harmonies. Meeting Ken, Pam, and others during that first convention got me excited and made me interested in coming back again. At subsequent conventions, I was able to have some interesting conversations with Ken and help him test the broadcast quality of the internet stream over ACB radio. Over the years, I learned more about Ken's love of cooking, fierce advocacy for the rights of guide dogs and their handlers, and the love of a good time. When I was still wondering, what is this blind thing anyway, Ken was one of those strong characters who helped me understand. Blindness wasn't just drama and frustration, but there's a lot of fun to be had. A couple of years ago, after being disconnected from CCB, I moved to Contra Costa, learned of the CCB chapter there, and joined. At my first meeting, I came out with the same feelings I had at that first convention. Later, I found out Ken had started this chapter a number of years ago. Though he had been out of the area for nearly a decade, the chapter still had that welcoming quality. Our whole chapter is distraught at Ken's passing. He will be missed. Ken's greatest gifts were his warmth and supportive nature. These are his legacy, which he had passed to us, and we intend to pass to the next generation. Jordan Mirander. I don't know how we are going to replace Ken Metz, because he definitely did leave a hole in our organization. He did so much for me. I was on my way from the 2016 California Council of the Blind convention at Viejas Casino Resort and Spa in San Diego, and Ken Metz's group from the Greater Los Angeles chapter, and thank God we did, because who knows where I would have ended up had it not been for them. Santa Barbara? San Luis Obispo? I say that because I fell asleep on the bus ride from downtown San Diego to Irvine. Ken Metz woke me up. Ken Metz was very consistent when it came to our organization. He was responsible and reliable, and he did so much for us. Last year, he planned and orchestrated the trip to downtown Disney. I was not able to attend because the day it happened was a Sunday, and I am a very active member in my church. Not only that, Ken Metz also planned and orchestrated the Southern California Regional Meeting, which I was not able to attend because of a family celebration. Not only this, but Ken Metz was a personal mentor and friend. I would see him at all of the functions, like the one coming up on June 9th for the East Los Angeles chapter. We first met for the Davidson Program for Independence, and he taught peer support. He was a very lively and energetic individual whom I was proud to have known. He was the Southern California leader for the California Council of the Blind. In the weeks leading up to the convention for the California Council of the Blind, he took phone calls for the Southern California region. Rest in peace, my good friend. Susan Glass. I first met Ken Metz on the telephone when I was writing a profile about the Greater Los Angeles chapter of the Blind Californian. The Greater Los Angeles chapter is known for its pay it forward community service ethic, and this ethic was and always will be Ken's legacy. He told me how his chapter members participated in the Spark of Love toy drive, sponsored one Christmas by the local Channel 7 ABC network. Chapter members not only gathered toys, but rose at 4:30 a.m. one morning to help deliver the toys to kids. 9 days later, they visited a local nursing home to sing Christmas carols with residents. I remember Ken's voice twinkling, as it always does, on the verge of laughter, telling me that not only does it feel great to perform these acts of kindness, but it also makes it easier for the chapter to educate the surrounding community about the needs of blind and visually impaired people. I listened, fascinated and charmed. I couldn't wait to meet this humble yet charismatic person at the next CCB convention. And meet him I did, as we worked together in the State Guide Dog Affiliate. I will always remember Ken's gentle humor, attentive listening, and consensus-building spirit. We miss you, Ken. Paul Shane. A good CEO should always have an extra tie. These were some of the last words spoken to me by Ken. Funny what you remember. Ken, Pam, Rangina, and I were having lunch together at Mint's Euro-Asian restaurant just after they got off the train to Sacramento for the convention. And in his haste to get to Sacramento, Ken had forgotten to pack a tie, and he needed one for Capital Day the next day. Fortunately, I did in fact have an extra tie and gave it to him. Unfortunately, he got soaked to the bone in a rainstorm on the way to light rail and did not make it to Capital Day after all. I did not know him well. In fact, I only had the pleasure of meeting Ken face-to-face on two occasions, both CCB conventions. I found him to be outgoing, accepting, gregarious, and downright hilarious. He was the guy that I would call for a resource in Southern California when someone called CCB's 800 number in a crisis, and I didn't know where to send them. He was always there with a smile in his voice and a willingness to help. The more bizarre and challenging the situation, the more motivated Ken was to help those in need. Unofficially, he was a mentor, friend, and confidant. Religion and spirituality aside, I believe that our lives are a sacred journey and that it is truly a gift when someone shares their journey with you, even if for a short time. I was one of many that he invited along for the ride, and I will be forever grateful for the experience. Rest in peace, my friend. You will be missed.